Hi guys, so our podcast today basically wants to tackle the issue of COVID and mental health in the last 2 years. I think without knowing it, we've gone through what is probably going to be one of the hardest time periods in our lives, and mental health and, you know, relationships and a whole host of other things have really taken a toll. So I'm here joined with
Michaela
and
Pilo.
And yeah, we're basically just going to talk about how COVID has impacted us mental health-wise and just in our lives in general. So, Michaela, do you want to start us off? How has COVID really impacted your life in the last 2 years?
Sure, of course. Well, for me, COVID was a roller coaster, I won't lie. I absolutely hated the experience. But after it, I came to appreciate it more because a lot of the things that I've learned during COVID was time management. And also the fact that I need to work on my social connections, because during COVID, I lost a lot of that. I was often at home talking to no one, and it was really mentally problematic because I had moments of loneliness and I got fed up with my family. So I worked on that, and I also learned a little bit more about myself, the things I don't like. It was almost like a rediscovery period or phase for me during COVID. And I've kind of stuck with all the new habits that have come from COVID. There isn't really much that I got from COVID, but
I think for me, I remember when we first started with lockdown, I was so excited because I'm in online school. I could wake up later, not a stress in the world, despite, like, I don't know, the global pandemic. But I think around July 2020, I think that's when I got fed up with it. And I don't know, online school became really redundant. I don't know if it was for you guys. I mean, it was the same thing every day, and you couldn't really speak to your friends like you would when you were actually at school. In terms of what I learned during COVID, I think I just learned how to be better at, like, using my computer and all of that stuff, obviously because of online school. And then I also learned, I think, also time management skills as well.
I think for us, or for me, I think the whole issue of mental health as a concept was fairly unknown to me before lockdown came around. I think, obviously, we all had mental health behind the scenes, and we all were dealing with it before. But having the vocab and the understanding to express what we were feeling with terms such as mental health only really came about for me as COVID hit. So I think for me that was a big plus, is just knowing about the concept of mental health and its importance and how important it is to, you know, take care of it and look after you know, your mental health. So I just wanted to ask you guys, like, in terms of actually mental health as a concept and, you know, the various mental illnesses that people were facing, how much work did you guys put into learning about those types of things?
Well, earlier I mentioned how COVID was a roller coaster for me, was because my mental health issues actually worsened during the COVID period, and it was an awful time. However, nearing to the end of COVID, I started seeing a lot more, like, acceptance of mental health, like people started acknowledging that it's an actual problem more, and that made me feel a little bit more, like, relaxed, because then I wasn't just labeled or stigmatized as some crazy person that has issues, but people actually understood that there are things that trigger you to have these problems. And for me, I feel my school personally, they opened a new wellness center, and that was a really big move. We didn't have that before. And I was really, like, we didn't have, like, a psychologist at our school. And it was really impactful for me when they opened that after COVID, because then I'm starting to see how people were more online. And online is a very fast platform. So the discussions of mental health and what people go through every day and how they cope spread out a lot, and people were actually even helping me sometimes online. If I was having, like, a problem, they would, like, find a way to relax me or, like, to calm me down. And that was really nice of them, because then I felt not alone, as I mentioned earlier. So I think it's a good thing. that this happened?
In terms of mental health during lockdown, I think I didn't really focus on that too much because, I don't know, I've always sort of labeled my anxiety as just being perfectionism. And I think that was, it was like more common during lockdown because I wanted to make sure all my assignments were perfect. So yeah, I think I didn't really reach out to anyone during this time, but obviously I still have my family that I could speak to. But as a follow-up question, how do you think not seeing your friends during lockdown affected your mental health?
For me, I think I didn't know it at the time, but it definitely was very rough. I think as boys and as men, I think we often, when we speak about things like mental health, we do it in a way that isn't as direct as maybe girls and women do. Because I think as a guy, it's only recently I've gotten into the habit of asking my friends and my boys and being like, yo, how are you doing? Whereas before, it would be more subtle ways of noticing that one of your friends isn't doing necessarily okay or is feeling slightly down or isn't being the type of person that they usually are. And then from there, you would, you know, follow up and try see if there's issues. But I think obviously during lockdown and when we weren't seeing our friends, we didn't have that way of understanding how our friends were, you know, subtly changing and how their behavior was subtly changing. So I think as gents, a lot of our mental health suffered because of that. And I think it's only now that we are being able to, you know, recover that.
On my part, I only had female friends when the COVID pandemic was starting. And I was part of this really big group. And as the saying goes, girls can be pretty problematic. And some of them were having, I guess, I don't want to say attachment issues, but they were kind of having like, they were being really petty about the whole thing. Like, oh, this person isn't talking to me anymore. And the issue, because we all didn't know how to use these things back then. No one needed to. But when we were just starting out, it was kind of difficult to the point where my group kind of split to the ones who were more interactive with each other and the ones who were more interactive with whoever they were interactive with. But that created like problems. And on top of that, they all had boyfriends. Like, I was the mom of the group. So they all came to me like, oh my God, like he doesn't want to talk to me or whatever and stuff like that. And it was, I kind of got to a point where I was fed up with it. And I told them, listen, if you guys can't connect online, you need to let it go. And so for me, when I see my girlfriends, their mental health, some of them were great. They love online school. They want to go back to just staying home, their homebodies. Others weren't so great because they like going out and stuff. And that really impacted them. So I was their punching bag. So, yeah.
I think what you said just reminded me. I mean, very early on in lockdown, there was those, you know, social media posts going around like, oh, if your friends aren't checking up on you, that just shows that you guys were only close because you saw each other every day. And I think that's a very toxic idea to promote, even though on the surface it does sound like it makes sense. But I think it's a very toxic idea to promote because everyone was going through their own, you know, struggles at that time. And to now say that a friendship wasn't real or a friendship wasn't, you know, close because all of a sudden someone doesn't have the capacity to be messaging you or texting first all the time, I think it just goes to show like how much as youth who are grappling with and the whole concept of like friendships outside of just seeing each other every day, we didn't really understand how, you know, a friendship in reality is. So I think it was a good thing because I think we managed to progress out of that. But yeah, that was something that was going on right at the start.
Yeah, I think with that, during lockdown, I think I became an extrovert because like grade 8, grade 9, like half of grade 9, I was more introverted. But now I think I just became more of an extrovert during lockdown, which I think is personal development. And yeah, I don't know if it's because of online debating. Oh, I hate online debating. But anyway, I don't know. I just became an extrovert over lockdown. What did you So obviously you guys couldn't exercise, you couldn't like hockey, whatever, your sports. What did you do to like keep physically fit?
Absolutely nothing, to be honest with you. I didn't care for that at all. In fact, I saw it was an opportunity not to exercise.
I know, and like the, your schools would send you like these exercising videos.
Oh,
I
my word. Online. We literally had online PE, and my PE teacher would sit there and be like, I'm not starting until you switch your cameras on. I don't care if you guys, we go over time, but I want to see you do the exercise. And because, you know, being...
Oh, we didn't have it that bad.
Yeah, so we had to... That was the only time I exercised, to be honest, when we had PE online. So I was just a couch potato, you know. I was sleeping. I was eating a lot. Probably not a good habit. I do not promote, but yeah, no.
I mean, I think we all had ways of, like, coping. I think at the time we didn't realize it, but we were going through a lot. So I think even just going into those stages of like just eating, chilling around, in reality, that was probably symptoms of things such as depression or, you know, just mental illness in general. But at the time, we just saw it as, you know, being lazy or, you know, not wanting to do anything. So I think it's only in retrospect when we can look back at our behavior during that time and see that no, this was actually a worrying sign, not just, you know, on the borderline or surface issues. So I think looking back and reflecting is where a lot of those issues kind of come out and you know, present themselves.
Yeah, I agree, because I didn't notice that the reason why I was being quote unquote lazy was because I was pretty sad with the whole situation. Like, I couldn't see anyone. I kind of feed off my interactions with other people. So that was a really rough time for me. And I think my parents felt it because I was unusually stagnant. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't want to talk to anyone, to the point where my parents would give me like really useless chores. I remember one time my mom told me a joke. I was lying in my room on my phone on TikTok. And my mom comes in my room and she says, have you done your chores? And my room is clean. It's fine. She can see that I have nothing to do. And then she says, I want you to come in the garden with me. And then she gives me this mop. And she asks me to mop the grass.
Wow.
And she said that, like, she didn't make me do it, but she said that to me to kind of make me laugh, to kind of shake me a little bit. I was annoyed back then. Like, I was like, what's wrong with this woman? But I went back, and now that I think of it, I'm really grateful she did that, because I now realize the state I was in, the mental state that being locked in because of the pandemic did to me. So I'm still kind of recovering from that. I'm still trying to go out more and like let all those lost interactions kind of redeem themselves.
But you know what I feel like we all forget? Our TikTok addiction grew during lockdown. Literally, it grew during lockdown. But seriously, how do you think like apps like TikTok have affected your mental health? Because like personally for me, it depends on the algorithm, right? Because I follow some people that have amazing content, body positivity, all of that stuff. But how do you think, because obviously at home you can't really do anything else. So how do you think your TikTok algorithm for you page affected your mental well-being during lockdown?
Yo, I think actually it's weird, because during lockdown I never really had that TikTok phase. Like, it was, you know, it was going viral and TikTok was really big at that time, but I only really got into it like this year, last year. So I only got into TikTok after you know, the whole lockdown thing. And I do understand that app can be very dangerous, if we're being honest. Like, I think the real danger is that we scroll and we consume so much without actually noticing and consciously choosing what we look at. Because I think with other things, other content, you know, so things like Netflix, things like YouTube, you kind of choose what you watch, so you can see a whole selection of things. And if you want to watch something that's going to make you feel good, you can choose that. Whereas TikTok, it's all determined by what the algorithm wants you to see at that particular time. So obviously you can like kind of control it with who you follow and what type of content you engage in, but you're still kind of at the mercy of those algorithms. And I think that's the real danger of it, because we are seeing so much content that we're not necessarily choosing for ourselves, you know? So yeah, I think that's the big thing with TikTok.
Yeah. As I said before, I was a lazy couch potato. My TikTok algorithm decided that it would be the best time to show me people who are exercising and working out and eating healthy and being the whole it girl and the clean girl. And that just made me want to not do that because I was like, you're trying to make me feel insecure because all these other white and black chicks are taking care of themselves and doing facials and everything. And I'm just sitting here eating a packet of chips. So TikTok, I kind of had to remove it from my life for some time so that I could focus on me and kind of take away from the whole, it wasn't showcasing my reality. So
I think now that we're kind of moving out of the whole lockdown stage of COVID, I mean, obviously COVID is still a reality, but I think from the future going forward, I don't think lockdown is going to be the response that, you know, the government does to it. So I think now that we've moved kind of out of that phase, do you guys think that you guys are now better off after, you know, having that experience for the 2 years and then coming out of it? Do you guys think that you've learned, you've improved, you are better people than you were when you went into it?
Okay, you can go.
Okay, so it's complicated. It's yes and no, because a part of being in lockdown, I lost a lot of opportunities I could have had to improve in some aspects because you physically couldn't do that. But yes, I would say I did get a lot out of COVID. It did teach me life lessons. It did teach me how to like work on my mental health issues on my own without needing like someone there to help me and stuff like that, and kind of control it better. I will say that, like I said earlier, it's something that I appreciate that happened because I did come out as a better person. Yeah. I did come out as a better person, and I also feel like I became more empathetic towards other people because I kind of noticed their struggles. It was all exposed. Like, I didn't know that you guys were going through this. So it really was as dreadful as the time was, but it was a really good time.
What did I learn? I think I learned that you have to be resilient, because I remember during online school, I was doing the most, I was studying a lot, da 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 da. And then they announced top 10 and didn't make it. And I was like, oh no, that's horrible. But I think that taught me a great life lesson that not everything's about academics, and you can rise above any disappointments that you do face. And what else did I learn? I also learned, you know, just how to relax and how to spend your time, you know, to always study. So yeah, also time management.
Yeah. If I had to answer my own question, I wouldn't say necessarily better or worse, but I think very much different. Like, I think my personality, the way I tackle certain things in life definitely changed, and my whole outlook on life definitely changed quite significantly after lockdown. And I think now, obviously, we don't know how life would have panned out if COVID weren't to happen. I think it's just too big of a thing to kind of think about and consider. But I think that, you know, as bad as the time was, to a certain extent, I feel like it was necessary. Or not even necessarily, but it did have some positive effects. Obviously, I don't want to downplay a lot of people experienced, you know, loss of family members and friends, and a lot of people went through mental health issues, very severe mental health issues, and obviously some people were affected by COVID personally or indirectly through also, again, family or friends. And I don't want to downplay that at all, but I think there were certain things that as a generation or as the youth, we can definitely use this experience and move forward with it for the rest of our lives, looking back and saying, okay, you know, guys, we had this tough time, but you know, we somewhat managed to get through it with it. And yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because now I'm really glad we went through this experience, because in the near future, when my kids come to me and say, I'm sick and don't want to go to school, I'm going to tell them I went to school during a pandemic. Okay, so you're going to go to school whether you like it or not. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I think pandemic life was deep, guys. I mean,
it really was.
Looking back, I think actually the biggest thing about it is that at the time, we were kind of just going at it day by day. But looking back, pandemic life was very much deep. And obviously, we are all here now to tell the tale. And I think we should also be very grateful for that. And I think in closing, we kind of discussed how our school kind of has dealt with mental health. And we discussed how personally we have kind of developed from mental health or the mental health issues that we faced during COVID, and you know, kind of discussed how we've changed as people during the whole course of the last 2 years. Do you guys want to just add any final thoughts or anything you guys want to just say before we close out?
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Is COVID the ex-boyfriend you'd get back with or not?
Wow.
No.
I mean, look, I would take certain aspects of it. I won't lie. Like, I'm not one to wake up early, and being able to wake up 5 minutes before class started instead of like an hour before made life so much nicer. And I think there were some pluses, especially online school. I liked online school. I won't lie to you. So I think I wouldn't go back if I had the choice, but certain things I would say, okay, now maybe I'll take this and take this, but leave the others. Yeah. And you guys?
I'm kind of the same. Like, there's some gifts I'll keep and everything else is thrown out in the trash because yeah. There's certain things that I really like. Like, for one example, we had a listening English comprehension and I put the captions on. So no, I was way. Acing it. I was acing. Yo. That test. Those aspects.
She's telling us how she's cheating.
Well, it's passed. I got good grades on it, so they can't do anything about it now. So It's those aspects that are like, I'll keep, but everything else can kind of go away.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think I would actually keep anything. Nope. Yeah. I'm so glad COVID is nearly done. I'm over it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I'm the same. I think, okay, thank you for listening to us.
Well,
I hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast, and I hope that it's been informative, it's been relatable, and, you know, entertaining. Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next one.